Penguin Random House Audio presents Silence Fallen by Patricia Briggs. Read for you by Lorelei King and George Newbern. Dear listener, for the best listening experience, please pay attention to Mercy's notes at the beginning of each chapter. Fair warning, the timeline is not completely linear. My imaginary friends made me do it. All best. Patricia Briggs. 1. Mercy. This wasn't the first time chocolate got me in trouble. I died first, so I made cookies. They were popular fare on Pirate Night, so I needed to make a lot. Daryl had gotten me a jumbo-sized antique mixing bowl last Christmas that probably could have held the water supply for an elephant for a day. I don't know where he found it. If I ever filled the bowl entirely, I'd have to have one of the werewolves move it. It ate the 18 cups of flour I dumped into it with room for more. All the while, piratical howls rose up the stairway from the bowels of the basement. "Jesse," Aiden began, raising his voice to carry over an enthusiastic, if off-key, whistling rendition of the sailor's hornpipe.
"Call me Barbary Bell,"
my stepdaughter Jessie reminded him. Aiden might have looked and sounded like he was a boy, but he hadn't been young for a very long time. We had assimilated him rather than adopted him, as he was centuries older than Adam and me put together. He was still finding some things about modern life difficult to adjust to, like the live-action role-playing, LARP, aspect of the computer-based pirate game they were playing.